5, 4, 3, 2, 1, sync.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 178 of the TTV Podcast.
Welcome to Mardi Gras!
Wow, it's different every time.
This evil laughter.
It was more evil. It was just kind of like, table.
That was nowhere near evil.
Yeah, that wasn't evil.
That's
if
like
it was
a,
evil, to have been like,
welcome to Mardi Gras.
That's more maniacal.
Maniacal can be evil.
That's probably like the more
they're
psycho.
Not the same, yeah, but they go together well, but they're not the same thing.
Right, well, I'm not saying they're the same thing. I'm saying that like a maniacal laugh can also be considered an evil laugh.
I mean, let's
in
be
the
honest,
context
guys.
Of laughs.
This is an evil episode of TTV.
Var is too nice to be evil. Right, Var?
Thanks, LJ.
Var is literally the epitome
you
of evil.
You get yourself a raise.
You literally
get a raise. You get a raise.
The epitome?
Right, Oprah.
Epitome.
Epitome? What? What? Where did that come from?
I don't know.
X said you were the epitome.
I don't know.
Oh, the epitome.
Epitome.
I don't really. I don't even know what that word means. I'm just trying really hard. I'm sorry.
You're trying.
Gold,
really.
Gold star. You
the
did
best
good.
You can do X.
Shout out to you Ben. Know, he's not here.
I
spoiler. Fifth,
like, an eighth grade. I saw like an eighth grade test the other day, and it said epitome was a usual example of something, and I'm like, what? Is that what that word means? Because I've always thought it meant like
no, that's
the
like
best
the,
of something.
The apex. It's like
yeah,
it's like
yeah,
that
the,
thing
the
personified.
Best, right?
Yeah, I thought
remember
that mean, that means the personification.
The
of
height.
Oh,
of it.
Ben, I used the word correctly.
Right. You did, but apparently my friend's little sister's eighth grade English teacher did not, because she got like she got that marked as wrong.
Well, not like all teachers are right.
Epitome, noun, yeah. A person
not
or thing that is typical of or possesses to a high degree the features of a whole class.
I am totally messaging her right now, being like, your teacher screwed you over. You gotta
yeah,
get out
well,
of grade.
I also had someone come in to work once with an invitation from one of their teachers that said, please RSVP, so... Granted, I don't know what kind of teacher that one was, but not a very good one, apparently.
Amazing.
Spoilers, there are bad teachers out there.
Spoiler.
That's IRL, spoiler. If you haven't done school yet, then prepare.
All right. Let's go ahead and introduce ourselves.
Yeah, let's RBSP to this episode.
I'm Messinek.
I'm Vardaran.
I'm LJ.
I'm Kahi.
I'm Bipo.
Did you say RVSP?
Just say your name.
You're missing the
name. Just say your name.
My name's Takuma Nuva. Shut up.
All right. My name is EXX Trooper. Hello.
And this is TTV 178. Continue on.
I have this I have an imagination of X just like needing the name order to be like right on the spot. Otherwise, he's got like an annoying itch or something. Just like just say it.
It's about consistency. It has to be there.
You must love TTV talks. Like immediately,
you're the most inconsistent person we have.
I just need one thing to grab along to along the road, and that's that one thing. The name introduction.
You know,
so
I
you
really,
better say your
I,
name when it's your turn.
I kind of wish. I kind
of
wish you had just continued.
The continuation of names.
I kind of wish you had just continued X. So Takuma's name for the rest of the episode was just. Is it RSVP? We just
RVSP.
Refer to him like that.
Well, someone said it wrong, and I was just it was just in my head. Sorry.
RSPCT.
Don't mess up the name order, please.
Something that we lick on TTV.
What?
Viper, are
what?
You singing?
What?
What?
What? I said RSPCT, something we lack on TTV.
Oh, I thought you said lick. I thought you said lick.
Excuse me.
I heard that too. I heard you.
Yes, we lick RSPCT.
Welcome to LJ's recent lick caps.
Okay, I'm gonna kill you. What are these RVSP or, like, all these...
RESPECT, respect.
You know we're gonna have fan art of it.
Oh, you're just spelling random words, alright.
Yeah, okay, it's a song. It's a famous song, but it's making fun of the phrase.
Yeah.
Respect isn't a phrase, it's a word.
No, respect is not a phrase, okay. Actually, we look up...
Right, you know.
Yeah, I'm talking about like
GGX.
Okay, let me look up and see like what how they correctly pronounce like the
okay,
full
so
phrase.
While he does that, let's say our plugs.
Oh yeah, plugs, man. Shut up, I'm trying to do a plug. Hey, everybody! Go to Vessel. Check us out at vessel.com/TTV channel to watch the podcast on time, right after we record it, a week before it's posted on YouTube, for free! And if that sounds cool to you, you should also check out Vessel Early Access, and you can watch all of our content a week in advance. It's only $3 a month, and you get access to not only our content, but all the content on Vessel Early Access, including creators like Red and Link and Epic Mealtime. And if that doesn't sound cool, then you should still check us out on Vessel anyway at the normal release time. It still helps us out, helps out the show, helps us keep making shows just like this one. So, yeah, that's vessel.com/the TTV channel. Go to it. Help us. Help us right. Help you.
Yeah, episode 179 right. Should be up on Vessel late Monday, like usual. So you can check that up. Check that out over there instead of waiting the whole week. It's good stuff.
Tons of great stuff.
Yeah, Vessel's fantastic, guys. It's like, I love Vessel. I love all the people.
Working with Vessel has been a pleasure. We were able to discuss some logistics about like our future plans going forward, and I'm just so happy to be with this company.
You use that specific word, pleasure. That is a great way to describe it, because it is a pleasurable experience working with them. Anytime you talk to them, it's just good.
I know, they're always so happy.
Yeah, always, they're so happy, they're so eager.
Well, that's kind of their job.
I mean, you can talk to them face to face.
All right, that's a viper.
You're not going to stay with a website that's like miserable, are you?
We're on YouTube. We're on YouTube right now.
What do you mean? YouTube doesn't have any emotions. It's a machine.
Exactly. It's miserable.
Thank you for proving our point.
I think people made YouTube. I don't think it's just like an entity that just appeared.
Yeah, there are people that work at YouTube, by the way. And they do interact with creators.
They don't talk to the video.
They have talked to us before. And they do talk to bigger channels on the regular. So
what, really? What did they say? Did they say hi?
No, they invited us to like some YouTube like a training thing that they were going to do for... creators
ever actually like get around to that to like actually
they did it
schedule?
We just didn't accept the invite.
Oh, did they really?
Wow. Yeah,
we got too much else going on to worry about stupid YouTube.
Wow, that was
we never responded to the email.
I thought we did,
but
no, I remember we were trying to figure out if it was like a scam or whatever, and then we ended up determining it was official and we just never got around to doing it.
Yeah.
Other stuff going on.
They've got a whole department that talks to creators at YouTube. They're just not as good, and also YouTube is way bigger than Vessel, and they don't really have like the time of day to like talk to little old TTV.
TTV up on the hill. But yeah,
meanwhile, Vessel is just like a powerhouse of awesome.
Oh my gosh,
really are.
They are.
But who's the most successful one?
YouTube at the moment, yeah.
But yeah, I mean, like, that's gonna change.
People know YouTube
Vessel
more.
Vessel's gonna take him down one day.
I hope so. I am so sick of YouTube.
I really am sick of YouTube.
Well, that was a lag spike right there.
All right. Well, I'll take advantage of this. Isn't YouTube gonna like die though?
Is it going away?
No, I mean like it's got so much stuff on it. Like I can't even fathom how big it is.
Probably very big.
Like, yeah. How much storage
YouTube is this big.
Wait, what was your question?
Like, if YouTube's just gonna, like, just not gonna be able to cope with how many videos are on there.
No.
They can just keep making servers.
Yeah, and
technology
they do delete some videos. Better.
You can fit more and more stuff into smaller and smaller spaces every day.
They're
not going anywhere.
I know you're just saying. From someone who doesn't know how computers work. Sorry, it's just it doesn't. It'll work.
No,
it'll work. I go through this every day where I'm like, okay, you really want to know? I'll tell you, and I start telling him, and their eyes just gloss over because I'm like, all right, well, you know, compression, and you know, okay, fine, just it'll work. They'll figure it out.
Kai, learn the art of not giving a long-winded explanation.
You can't do that with computers without
yes,
sounding
you can.
Like...
Look, I'll do
Kahi,
it.
Kahi, I know it's hard, but sometimes you have to think down to other people's levels.
Well, that's what he said. That's what he was just saying. That's why we all called him mean.
Yeah.
Right. That's why I was just doing that. I was like, just don't worry about it.
Yeah, but you also need to speak at their level.
Okay, Viper, So
it's hard, like, I know.
There's
but.
No such thing as physical space, right? It's just data. So the smaller they're able to, like, make that data, the smaller the files individually become. Now, what you could do is that they could either make more space to store more data, or they can make the data smaller. And they've been working on both of them as time
so
has gone on.
So they're basically compressing it, then.
They're
basically
compressing
and
it,
like,
and also expanding the
keep
space.
Keep in mind that YouTube
use.
Is owned by the mega empire corporation Google that has as much money as they could possibly want and can continue to create more physical space if they need. So, yeah.
Right.
Well, don't put me on scared, want to know what the biggest thing in the world is. I think I'd be going in the internet direction.
Yeah. The internet, the internet
the
is basically
thing
infinite.
In the world?
I don't think we should talk bad about Google and YouTube because they, like, literally pay TV.
Hey, Google, you're dumb! Hey, YouTube,
hey,
you're
dumb! YouTube, you're a terrible
fraction of our income.
Where's my Google Fiber?
Yeah.
Yeah, I
my
mean,
gosh,
come on,
why
guys.
Is it not in every suburb on Earth
they
yet?
They can't be a
I
fraction.
I don't need Google Fiber.
They can't be a fraction of our income. Don't you know we make between $1 and $25 million a year?
Nice.
That was good. Oh, man.
What
is $25 million?
Sure
I know exactly
what
that's a reference to.
It's about the mystery.
Yeah, okay, so should we explain it or just move on?
Nah, don't move on.
Okay, all right. We'll leave the magic. So all what right, do we have on the docket today, Meso?
We got a bunch of stuff on the docket today.
We actually have news.
It's like, I don't know, rather than just outline it all, where do you guys want to start? What do you think the most important thing is? Because
our
for me,
policy.
Yeah, I would be inclined to agree.
Yeah, let's do a reminder of the leak policy.
Real, real quick, this won't take long, but it's that time of year again. It's leak season, and we just want to remind everyone that per our new leak policy that we introduced last year, I guess, technically,
uh-huh.
We will no longer be reporting on or discussing leaked images with confidential markings on the TTV podcast. If you still want to discuss leaked images, obviously we're not going to be the ones providing you with where to find them, but we're not banning discussion of them on the TTV message boards or our comments section. We just will not be indulging in discussion about them.
Yes.
We are banning...
at this point, there's not a lot of point to it.
We're banning, like,
well, yeah, you can't actually
to post those images, so...
on the message boards either. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, if we catch you doing it on the boards, you will be suspended for a week, and that
yes.
message will be deleted. So, don't do it.
Yep.
Wait, we're allowed to discuss it on the message boards, but not link to sources where the picture
you cannot.
Are.
You can mention by name sources. You cannot link to the sources.
Yes.
Yeah.
As well, to clarify, you can draw, illustrate, or mock them. However, just don't post the pictures or any
yep.
bit of the pictures. Just don't.
Yeah. It's a legal issue. Don't do it.
Yes, we get in trouble. So,
but yes.
But
just keep
thus
that in
far,
mind, everybody.
People have been really good about that. People
yeah, everybody's been really
job.
Good. Obviously, it's, you can kind of guess since we're making this, you know, statement that leaks are probably out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So people obviously have found a way to find it, and they've been discussing it on the boards just fine without having to break any
yes.
any rules. So it's been good.
And if you do not like to engage in the leak discussion, thankfully for this particular wave, you won't have long to wait.
Yeah,
because Nuremberg Toy Fair is going to be right around the corner, and the bigger news, the bigger and most exciting news is that we will be attending New York Toy Fair 2016.
And that will be in February, so in less than like 30 days, practically, we will
right.
be over there.
Stay tuned to this channel because we will have video.
Yeah, we'll have the sets in hand, so it's not
yeah.
like there's going to be a long wait.
Yeah, don't worry oh, yeah. about it. If you're like, kind of not sure, you know, if you should look at the leaks
all the
or not,
mystery
don't worry
about those sets is going to get sucked out for you guys in February.
Right.
And you'll have to wait like 6 months of like just seeing pictures
eight
and
months,
stuff you've
honestly.
Already held in hand. That's actually hilarious to me.
Wait, is
I
it
mean,
that long until summer?
It is.
It will be.
Out,
it will
like
be
August.
Nice for me to see, like, oh, I'll be able to see all these sets beforehand and not go through a thing. I'm like, which set should I buy? Which is the best? Because like, right now we just went through a thing where like I have a budget for how much I want to spend on sets. And
yeah, what was that like $60?
Yeah, about like $60. I already have Tahu and Akir. I got them first. I was very like you know, as far as looks go, I feel like they're the best set so far. I don't have any other sets. Don't take my opinion for that. I know some of you guys. Have like almost all the wave, or you know, a good
I've got
majority
the entire
of
wave.
Yeah,
I have finally not finished last.
All right, so yet. I have $60. I should spend. What should I spend on.
Oh, boy.
I would say the bigger Toa and Umarak.
Oh, yeah, boy.
I
mean, this discussion.
We spend it all on Nexonites.
Yeah. Nexonites.
There you go.
You guys, we're on a show right now. You can't just be like, oh, yeah, we already figured that out outside of the recording. Come on now. I'll be entertaining about it.
Okay.
Yeah,
yeah. Okay. Well,
it's a pretty easy answer to a pretty difficult problem because everybody is mostly in unanimous agreement. I think that the smaller Toa aren't particularly that amazing. So I think it's pretty safe to say you could skip on those three.
You mean Pohatu? I mean, he's amazing.
I mean, I like Pohatu, but he's not as good as Tahu and Onua and Kopaka.
Yeah, the general consensus is you're good with the higher price point, lower price points you can probably pass. Except
now that you actually have the sets, LJ, would you agree with that assessment?
And true to form, right after we were done with last week's episode, they all arrived. And I spent my day building them instead of sleeping like I should have.
Oh, yay, 5 days after I got my sets. Wow.
You mean, oh yeah, whoa. 5 days after you got your two sets and you still need recommendations, Kai. They've been
because I don't have money. I don't have money to do it. That's why. Didn't order them all on Amazon.
If you want recommendations, make up your own mind. Look at reviews, you know. Just look.
Oh, okay, I'll look at the reviews.
Like reviews around there. Yeah.
As soon as the words left my mouth, I knew it was a bad idea. Anyway,
I'll check out those recent reviews and see which one's the best, huh?
Dang it.
All right, I'm going right now.
Dang it.
you really dug yourself in the hole there, LJ.
It's like, bury me here. My tombstone's ready.
Yeah, tombstone's ready. Yeah.
Yeah, I do have all the sets now, and they're very interesting. The recent reviews are on the way. I feel like I've said that enough over the last year.
When are the recent
BioCraft
reviews?
BioCraft also on the way.
LJ, what? Okay, what is the best combo of a creature and a Toa that is not of the same
easy
element?
Mm.
That's a. Oh wait,
not
no, that's
same
an
element.
Easy. That's an Toa's easy question. Come on, it's Tahu, man.
I mean, it's like
I got a great answer to this actually. Umarak and Uxar.
Toa.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Fudge. Ah, oh. Dang it.
Toa.
You know what just occurred to me?
I made that.
Okay.
What's up, Var?
It just occurred to me that I haven't combined Umarak or Uxar yet.
Yeah, I
he's
know.
Awesome, but
I
don't
gonna,
really
I'm
like
do that. I'm going to be right back.
Do it.
Okay, so
I don't like the head,
none of the small Toa. So basically, just like a new one, Kopaka.
Yeah, basically Tahu, Anua, and Kopaka. You already have Tahu, don't worry about them. Okay, that's right. So you said $60, mm-hmm. not including Tahu and Ikura.
Not including Tahu.
You already have those. Okay,
if
you would be willing to up it to $65, you could get Umarat, Anua, and Kopaka, and I think those are the best sets of the wave. So
if you aren't willing to do that, and you can't get Umarak... Actually, I would
get Terrak to like complete the combiners.
Yeah,
or
like
get
which looks cooler to you, Umarak or Anua? Because I think Kopaka is a definite buy. You should definitely buy Kopaka.
That's a tough question, honestly, because like I like Anua and I like Umarak for different reasons, and I feel like those reasons would not be solidified to me until I saw them in person, because I've never seen those sets in person. You know, I've only seen images of them, you know, like renders, and like with Pohatu, you know, you see how renders can make one opinion
and
how the set in hand changes.
We'll get to that.
All right. But honestly, I don't know. Like, what would you say is worth it for that amount of money that I'm spending? I know Umarak is more expensive than Pohatu. Am I correct in that?
Umarak
is the same price.
Same price? Okay.
Yeah, Umarak's
No. Then Pohatu? No. Umarak's $20.
No,
LJ has the sets and he's trying to say something.
Yeah, Kahi. Here's what you need to do. Just get all Liwas. $60 worth of Liwas.
I honestly would get Liwa. Liwa would be an automatic purchase for me if he was, he had like the Keyt Orange or like yellow or something other than silver. I do not like the silver. The silver is what kills
yellow.
It for me. Yeah, but not like.
It's not enough yellow.
It's not enough yellow. I like 2015 Liwa. I do not like this Liwa because of the
silver.
I'm
going to be honest. That is a high point of contention in the community. Which one was better, 2015 to 2016? And I personally prefer the translucent apple green on 2016 Liwa. I wish that had been a feature on 2015.
Yeah, no, I mean, no, I get this you. Thing yeah. is definitely a preference thing, because it's definitely not a flaw with the set IMO, because, like, yeah. I gotta say, like, Liwa's got the best, most consistent color scheme out of the Toa.
Definitely.
It's just
definitely.
Whether you like silver or not, really.
Right. Yeah, and to be honest, he really does need less silver, and he also needs better arms. So
yeah, those arms kill that set for me. They just kill it for
me. It's like, I've been saying this, but I've warmed up to the arms, but that's my Liwa bias, and I'm open yeah. to admitting that.
Yeah.
Warming up to something awful isn't always easy. Nor should it be.
Thank
well,
you.
Wow. I don't know, Meso. It was kind of easy for me.
Yes, it was easy so far. It was very easy.
Well, I'm glad
easy
for you. I'm glad for you.
My problem with Umarak is that he doesn't really have that many new parts. I collected Hero Factory through its entire run, and so the only really new parts there that I don't really have anything of before is, like, the mask.
That was a thing
so
I've been mentioning
like
about Umarak. It feels like he was, like, a throw-together from
I feel like
the
it's a bit wasted.
Wave, where they, like, used all the leftover parts again, and, like, they gave him a modified Skull Warrior
Maybe
bow.
Maybe he was a prototype.
Skull
yeah, that's
torso,
why.
And
a prototype
the skull
for
feet, and the skull, you know, the old torso armor, and the weapon, the sword piece, and, like, I don't know. I still like him, but he does feel like he doesn't have a lot of the new stuff. However, that being said, I would not prefer him with the new torso plate. I think he looks fine with what he has. So I mean,
yeah, I do
you
too.
Know, it's one
yeah.
of those weird things.
I think
I really do like Umarak.
I don't know. For really long, I Kopaka was the one I was gonna get, but then I saw how cool Umarak was. Then I went back to that. I think I'm gonna get Kopaka.
Okay,
there's so many new parts. You see,
X, what is your budget? Because like, I would absolutely recommend getting Kopaka. I think he's got one of the best Unity forms out of the Toa.
Definitely.
All right, let's if we do the same thing as Kahi does, Kopaka and Melum is about $30 in Norway, so like half my budget is just on him.
Okay, unsure
assuming,
if worth.
Assuming that your budget is 60.
That is assuming that my budget.
Okay, well, I mean,
60,
if your budget's 60, you should be able to afford Umarak at the same time.
Yeah, but then I'll get only Kopaka and Umarak.
If those two sets are the only ones you would get, I'd say that's pretty okay. You'd
yeah,
get a
I mean, those sets are pretty solid.
Is Kopaka my favorite Toa? No. Is he a solid set with a really good Unity mode that you get in one package for a better deal, I think? Yeah.
Yes.
Pretty cool, and then you
I've
get
been
Umarak, the villain.
I've just been collecting Kopaka just because it's consistent, because white never changes. Over the other Toas, you sort of have like
white
a slight
white
change.
Never changes.
Okay. I guess that's a question I should ask you.
No, white is always the exact same color from like yes. I can use yeah. I can use the I can
no,
use
I see what you mean.
I can use the same parts from generation 1 Bionicle
X
all up
oh, yeah,
to
no,
this
I know
point.
What you, yeah,
I
know.
I see what
Stock
you mean.
Would disagree with you there.
Anyway,
because
but
I have like a bunch of sets, but they're all different colors, so I can't even make a consistent mock without, you know, like kind of making a Frankenstein mock.
Right.
So I know what
I
you mean.
Well, I mean, like,
Stock would disagree with your assertion, X.
The issue is, okay, X,
who?
what are you buying the sets for? That's the question that needs to be asked. Are you planning on taking them apart and mocking with them, or like, are you going to use the pieces, or are you going to display the sets?
Usually it's just, I feel like I need something from every Bionicle Wave as it is, but I'm not gonna do this for review, and I think I have enough to mock with, so it's sort of more just, it's more just novelty.
Okay, so you're just buying what looks cool then, really.
I'm buying these sets that from a couple years from now, I don't want to look back and regret that I didn't pick up that and I didn't pick up that, etc.
Right. You should definitely get Tahu.
Yeah, if that's
somehow,
the case, I would recommend
get Tahu.
Tahu and Akir.
I mean, Tahu's
can
great, and I don't
great.
Really have any, and I don't really have any Digimon sets as well, so he's pretty great. but one thing that's people been ignoring, I don't know what it is, but not a lot of people seem to like Golly,
no.
But Golly's. Golly combined with the creature, I think, looks
the
really
good.
The
Golly combo is amazing. I love the Golly combo.
I really
fine.
Like that one.
Yeah, so...
But
Golly,
not a lot of people discuss
Golly's
it.
Golly's a good $15 set, but to that same token, she's a $15 set, and in my personal opinion, a downgrade from her 2015 version.
Okay, I like the design of 2015 Gally more because it, I don't know, she just looks more BA IMO. But
nice. Like a bachelor's in arts, yeah. She totally looks she has a bachelor's in arts.
Exactly. Yeah.
Good job, Viper.
But I still like her. Probably the least favorite part I have about her is her mask. I don't really like the look of her mask.
I think her mask is fine.
It looks like a shower. She's wearing a shower cap, but
I don't like it either. I don't have the mask, so that's like from looking at the renders. You know.
Yeah. Then again, like I don't have the physical set, so I can't.
If
really
you think
judge,
she looks cool at all, then you should probably get her at some point because it's not like she's without redeeming qualities.
She's a fine set. So far, honestly, the only reason people seem to not like her so far is in comparison to her last form.
For the majority, I think there is a stigma regarding that, yeah. However,
plus
I
like
has
her bulky
issues
shape.
On her own right. Like, her proportions are weird, her armor placement is weirder.
The orange placement is what gets me. I can't
get
behind that.
Orange placement, I don't mind the orange placement. In fact, being there. It's a better complementary.
It's not the orange being
color.
There. It's like the way the protrudes
two
from the body.
2.0 for me.
It's like it's not so much colored orange. It's that like the way it protrudes from her shoulder, and then that's what gets me.
Yeah. It's like Skrull armor on a socket on a CCBS bone is something I tried out when I was like, how old was I? I was like 13, and
last
CCBS
year?
Came out, and I was like, I have to find a way to put G1 armor on these bones, so I did this horribly bootleg thing, and now, like, 5 years later, it's on Gally 2016. I'm like, come on, designers.
Messo the Pioneer. No, I don't think it looks too bad either.
It's the most gappy thing in the world.
I also don't mind her proportions too much either. Like,
I mean... Like yeah, that,
then you will. Then
thing.
You would probably.
I mean,
enjoy
all the sets have bad proportions, so they I don't do. Know.
Yeah, I mean, it's a model toy. It's not going to be like realistically proportioned or
but
anything.
But I mean, that's the thing. Sure, that's a fair argument to make. That doesn't make it any less bad. It's like all the 2015 sets had decent to excellent proportions, depending on which you got. These are the opposite of the Anika. They have longer legs, longer torsos, stubbier arms.
Wait a minute. What exactly is wrong with her proportions?
Her arms are too short and her upper legs are too long and her lower legs are too short.
Yeah.
I mean...
Unlike some of the other Toa, she uses the smallest size.
Her hands reach down to the center of her thigh.
I'm sorry, I'm just thinking, like, what if Gally was, like, a real person? Or could think a real person? Well, I don't know, her hands are a bit too short, her legs are too wide, her proportions are just way off.
Poor Gally!
I don't think her arms are too short at all.
She even got a new haircut.
Last I saw, they were short.
Yeah, no, they reach where they should reach. I mean, maybe they're like a single module too short, maybe? I can see what you mean by the legs, though. Like, the knee is kind of at a weird place.
Like, I want to emphasize that the main problem I have with the set is the legs. Like, the set, it's worth $15. If you like Gally and you like that lineage of sets, I recommend you get her. And I highly recommend you get Akita with her. Akita is a phenomenal creature. But if you're looking for a good set that you
actually,
are
no,
just...
I don't see what you mean with the legs.
Now we have a problem. No.
Maybe because
her
legs are bent.
Her thigh bone...
is connected to the... knee bone.
Yeah. Anyway, no. Her thigh length and shin length are the same size.
And then you've got me over here.
Akita has more parts than Gally.
The pieces are different sizes.
Like,
The pieces are different sizes. That doesn't mean the entirety of the leg is different sizes. If you're excluding the friction joints, maybe, but that's still a part of the leg.
Even with the friction joints, they're different sizes.
No, they're the same size. I just compared it.
Yeah, they're the same size. I'm literally comparing it right now.
Granted, go ahead, Viper.
See, I'm okay with proportion, as long as they can stand up. Because that was the issue with Coulter. Like,
they'll all stand up.
Okay. I'm not too bothered about proportion too much, but...
Okay, no, never mind.
I can understand what you mean, because if Coulter had long body, short legs, could not stand up. And it was so annoying. He's literally leaning on the back of my wardrobe because he can't
never mind,
stand
they're
up
not
quickly.
The same size the upper
no, the,
legs
the,
are
the
one
thigh is one module longer than the shin, which is still accurate.
I mean, here's the thing.
Are your legs as strong as your arms?
I don't count that lower friction joint. That's a part of the ankle.
I heard a rumor.
That's part of the leg.
My leg is longer than my arm, so for what that's worth.
Well, no one was comparing the arms to the legs. But.
Yeah, no, that's in line. Like,
oh, I thought you were talking about proportions. Sorry, my bad.
We are, but that's not what we were saying. The issue that LJ is saying is that the legs are too short.
Well,
but they're not.
I'm not saying
they're
the legs
too
are too short.
Short.
I'm not saying that the legs are too short. I'm saying the arms are too short. I'm saying the bone pieces used for the leg, it's too long and too short. It's odd. Awkward.
They inverted what most sets tend to do for her. You don't typically see a set that has the longer size of bone used for the upper legs with the pinhole.
But
the
criticism isn't that
leg.
The set is doing things differently than other sets. The criticism is that it has bad proportions.
Yeah.
But if we're looking at real anatomy here, her proportions are not that far off.
They're not far off, but I do not personally feel that they're as good as prior sets, especially the one preceding her. And again, that stigma is coming into play. And to be honest,
well, see, that's what I just said, though. Like, everybody sees, looks at her and compares her to the last form, and you were like, not really, Var.
No.
And then after just talking about this, you were like,
I do get what you're saying, though.
I said yes, absolutely, they do that. There is that stigma. However, her proportions are simply not as good anyway. On her own, they're not good.
Well, I mean, what defines good proportions here?
That is a great question, because this actually came up a lot in the debates regarding the Unika build. People were getting on its case saying, oh, it has gorilla arms.
And which they do.
And others have defended
it. I mean,
saying,
I liked it. But
for me, when I defended the proportions, it's why I never took issue with gorilla arms. It was like, the line should have a standard. It should have something that this is what the proportions for these figures are. And sets can vary occasionally for aesthetic purposes if you want to have a person with super lanky arms. But if you deviate from that standard too much, then you break up the proportion scheme. For me, G1 had this standard of long arms, so I said, okay, this is acceptable. For G2 so far, they haven't really had a theme where the arms are really short and stubby. Everybody seems to have good length to them. So this wave, even if it is more correct to human anatomy, it does not feel correct to Bionicle anatomy, if that makes sense.
But so once again, the flaw of the set is comparing it to past incarnations, not the actual set itself.
I would say it's too short. I would say if you want to look at it that way, you can look at it two ways. You can be like, the prior set
did
better.
Do you have the same complaint for Tahu?
Yeah. It's this problem the whole line shares.
It's a problem that all of them share, then.
I would
Sans
so,
Liwa,
personally.
Where it's an even bigger problem.
Yeah, Liwa.
IMO, at least, yeah. The proportions is a problem, and it's more so the length of the torso build.
So, then, in that case, once again, what exactly makes Gali the bad set here? Like, I understand Kahi's complaint. Like, okay, weird asymmetricality jutting out from her. Like, okay, that's fair enough.
It's just not even that, though. Because Gali of the $15 sets isn't the worst. I would personally feel she's the most disappointing, but again, comparison and stigma. Lee was the worst $15 set, by far. And he exemplifies the issues that Gali has, too. I'm not personally a fan of Gali because of the comparison, but I'm also not a great fan of her because of her weapon. I don't like her armor placement. I'm not the biggest fan of the silver, even though it makes a lot of sense. I'm sure it's going to look great that way as opposed to having that giant dark azure chest piece. But it's stuff like that. It's smaller things that kind of add upon themselves. Not big deals. The set is still functional. It's worth $15. I felt like I got what I paid for. I was just disappointed.
Also, for what it's worth, Tahu does have longer arms than Gali. It must be noted. Or rather, his legs are more in proportion to the arms, because Gali's reaches down to the friction joint, Tahu's reaches below the friction joint, which I feel is more proper.
I can't confirm that. Yeah. Right now. Yeah.
I just love that my complaint was that no one ever discusses Gali, and then she's pretty much the center of this entire episode.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
I'm looking back at,
how the tides have turned.
I'm looking back at some
UX.
Of the...
We want to make you happy.
That 2015 Gali, and I have to say, I really like that set way better.
No, I love 2015 Gali. She was my favorite set.
She, like, I love, I mean, part of my aesthetic, like, choice, or my aesthetic, what do you call it? Preference? Yeah. My aesthetic preference is that I like sets that look like action figures, like they weren't made out of, you know, Bionicle or CCBS or anything. And when you, like, when you see them, you're like, that's a complete figure, and then you find out you can build it, and it's, you know, that's, to me, that's what I enjoy most about seeing a set. That's what makes a set good for me, or makes a mock good for me. So, looking at them both right now, I'm looking at pictures of both 2016 Galley and 2015 Galley. 2016 definitely looks like it was built. There's a lot of gaps, the especially like the of the thighs, Vorox basically.
Armor. Right.
The Vorox armor. I think what it does the it. Big thing of the Vorox armor, piece. It's like it one sticks out like sideways and the other one sticks up. Why?
See,
why?
That's the thing. That's
just do
the thing,
both sideways, okay? I can. I'm okay
with
that.
You said what I was about to say because
I mean, they couldn't really
I think
do that.
I don't think the Vorox armor is that offensive. I actually think at certain angles it contours actually rather nicely. It's the other armor. That's Tahu 2015 syndrome.
Both.
I think just Lego just hates symmetry.
Wait, you didn't like that in Tahu 2015?
I mean,
I didn't like his upper legs.
I'm not saying I liked it or didn't like it. It actually worked better for him. It just
yes.
there was.
It did work better for him, and I think that's partially because the piece itself kind of contoured to the
exactly,
side a bit.
Exactly. So. Took the words out of my mouth. Yeah. For Galley, it just sticks up like it's a.
Yeah, it just sticks up.
Yeah, it's weird.
Well, see, it's really funny to me, because when I do Galley's Unity mode, she transforms a little bit. I don't really like base Galley that much, but I quite like United Galley. And what's strange to me about that is not much really changes. Because, yeah, okay, she has the fins sticking off.
She gets,
off
like, a
back.
Tail?
She has the tail,
she's got
but
more orange to kind of balance out your, the orange.
Colors.
So, yeah. Like, you're not, your eyes aren't directly, like, locked on those two single orange pieces on her build that are kind of like just there.
Yeah.
Because she's got more orange to balance it out, so it's like there's not one central focus. So you don't really think about the weird Vorox armors being so weirdly asymmetrical.
Yeah. Like, I'll be honest, Galley United, the United mode is probably my third favorite Uniter mode, TBH.
Yeah, it did look on the product showcase, it looked really, really cool. So
I would say it was my third favorite until I put Uxar on Umarak, and now I'm like, oh.
Uxar on Umarak is that would be the thing I would be tempted to get, is Uxar.
The only thing for me about him, the only thing that drags it down, is I'm not sold on the creature head on top of Umarak's mask.
I disagree. I actually like it a lot, and that's actually what makes me really like this
Unity form. Just use mask control.
Nice.
I love that it contours over the horns the way it does. I am so happy about that because it makes placing the head on Umarak so much more easier than it is on the Toa. It's like the horns are just like perfectly shaped for that. Look at that. Anyway.
Well, I can't actually see it, but
yeah. Well, I mean, that look at that was kind of not actually a direction to look at anything.
Imagination. Imagination.
Yeah.
2015 Galley actually looks really great when she has the golden mask on and like the two, like he just splits her thing in half. Or not her thing in half, but like with the, you know, with the spear, like that. The yellow axis.
2015?
2015, yeah.
Oh, yeah, no.
Sorry.
See, I like 2015.
I'm looking
like
through more photos.
I like all the Toa from last year with their golden masks as opposed to these guys, except for Tahu, Onua, Liwa to an extent, and Kopaka.
Liwa would look great if he had more gold on, or yellow on him.
Liwa would look great if he was a different set entirely.
Basically, I mean, like, okay. It's really, so,
Liwa would look great if, and then fill in the blank is like the story of that set.
I mean, Liwa would look great if he had different arms, a different arm construction. I think his legs are fine. I don't know why everyone had such a big deal with the knees.
It's
like,
stupid. That's why.
I don't have that big. The knees don't offend me. That
it's
much
not either. Set breaking. I don't.
Well,
really
I don't know anything
him,
offends you.
Thing.
I don't know if you can say this Bionicle set offends me. Like
I absolutely can. Pawatu certainly offended me.
I thought Pawatu triggered
Liwa's
you.
Liwa's arms.
Whoa,
Liwa's
right,
arms
Tumblr.
Certainly offend me. They absolutely offend me. That's the exact word I would use.
I thought you thought Pawatu was garbage. Whatever happened to that?
Funny. Spoilers!
I want to get into that in a moment, but I want to quickly give a brief rundown of these sets now that I have them.
But LJ, why would you spoil your reviews? They're coming soon, right? You've already filmed them, right? They're going to be on Vessel, right? No, I'm kidding. Go for it.
LJ, when are the recent reviews coming out?
I love that addendum.
When they're ready to. Okay.
Like Half-Life 3,
LJ, please.
Take your time. It's not like we have, you know, it's not like it's relevant or anything.
Wait. What was that, Var?
Take your time, LJ, please.
Kick back, relax.
I don't know, everyone's getting on LJ's case, but I also have to make videos, so. Yeah,
this is why, okay, everyone gets on my case for, like, a kissing.
Okay. There is a fine difference.
Yeah, it's a thing.
Well, you don't brag about how well you do your videos.
I can pop them out like this.
I want to make a point here.
I want to make a point because you guys are wrong. I never say anything about the recents being consistent. It's the recap reviews.
You just make a thing that I'm a consistent video maker.
You still boast about it, though.
That's your thing.
Yeah, of course I boast about it, because I haven't missed a single Tuesday since the recaps aired.
See, you're doing it now. That's enough to ignite.
I'm not saying that the recents were consistent, because I've already missed a Tuesday because I got sick during their first season. However, the recaps are still consistent. I never made any claims that the recent reviews were.
But
they
recaps were the only series you did at one point, so a lot of people will like latch onto that and will immediately be like...
First of all, Little Missy, I like how you're trying to get a dig in at me, but my boss already gave me a nice happiness, so let me keep my happiness and we can have a nice day.
That's very vague. I could imagine anything with that. My boss gave me a little happiness.
There's one important distinction here. It's not the reason why people give you a hard time, I would say, is because I mean, as opposed to VAR, strictly speaking, it's not because of consistency.
Why is this happening?
I mean, no, I just want to clear this up because you said like, oh, I don't care about the consistency for a reason. It's not the consistency.
Sad.
You said that, why don't people give VAR a hard time? It's because VAR is actually making videos.
I never said that!
It was said. I wanted to clarify.
Okay, I'm not mad at you.
I'm not mad at you either. It's just like, somebody was like,
It's like, what happened? We were having a great discussion, and it was one of the most civil bionicle discussions I think we've ever had.
It was when you got defensive.
And then... Well, yes, because everyone started attacking me. It's like, VAR comes in here and he's like, LJ,
oh, no, you attacked
time.
Me first. You attacked Wait, me first. You're like, all right, well, how about you go and watch some reviews?
Splunge.
Wait, what?
You're like, oh, how about you go and watch some reviews and make your own opinion? And then we were talking about, oh, well, I would watch our reviews, but that's how this all started.
I admitted my mistake, too, like right after that.
I'm not mad, LJ. I just want to know when the reason for
X, it'll be soon, okay? Just for you. I'm going to...
All right! Yeah.
We'll get it done.
This avatar fits so
no,
well.
Don't worry, LJ. We understand. One job is pretty tough.
Don't.
It's almost as tough as doing three jobs and going to college full time. I get it.
What is
just
happening
almost.
All of a sudden?
Cool.
Oh, why don't you call him ever make more stuff? Because I have friends.
Whose mother did I say
alive.
Had army boots?
I'm not going to lie. I actually don't know what's happening either. This is hilarious.
I don't know
though.
What's going on now.
It's like somebody like, LJ Bashathon, which I'm not complaining. I think it's funny, but man.
It was like innocent joke.
I know what to buy, though, for the
set. Joke just... spiraled into massive joke, spiraled into legitimate discussion about why they're not out.
I mean,
and consistency.
Like, it suddenly went from, hey guys, let's have a meaningful discussion about the current set so that we have a good rapport
Golly.
With our viewership,
Yay.
To...
Rapport.
Attack on LJ 2016.
We sure have that rapport with our viewership.
A rapport of our viewership. Pretty sure we're just doing it so I can get, you know, spend my money wisely. That's the whole point of this. That's the whole point of TTV, guys.
That's literally not the case, because the reason I made that dig at you about watching a review is because we already had this discussion yesterday.
I know... And if you remember, we said, okay, let's cut this and save it for the podcast. And it wasn't yesterday. Yesterday, I wasn't even on. So.
Yesterday, I came on
and Bart ended the call on me. I said hi, and Bart's like, bye. And the call ended.
Kahi
is absolutely correct. We were having this discussion, and like we literally cut it halfway to say, let's save it for the podcast.
Because
and
I felt
we got the podcast, and both you and Mesa were just like, oh, we already had this discussion.
We have it in the list to talk about the 2016
set.
I segued perfectly into that.
See, I remember there was a resolution, and it was just up his budget to $5. Up it $5. There we go. English. And get Kopaka Numerak. That's what I recall being
the... No. We literally cut it and said, let's talk about this on the podcast, because I'm sure fans who have a budget and can't buy every set are wanting to know, if you have a budget, which set should you immediately buy? So, yeah. I mean, should
what,
we get...
what you should...
Alright, are we like lagging back and forth? Okay.
Right.
Do you talk first? Do I talk first? Okay. Let's just say.
What words did I fire? Was it five?
LJ and Var, you have. Does anybody else have a good amount of sets here? Meso, do you have like
all of them?
I have literally none.
Zero.
Me, Var, and LJ have the whole.
Yeah, I made that
okay.
joke first.
Me,
I don't
me,
know if Var
me,
does.
Meso and LJ
you, Meso,
sets.
And LJ.
I think we're the only ones with all the sets other than purple. I don't think Takuma has any. I don't think X has any. I don't think Viper has any.
I'm still working on the skull villains.
Yeah. So it's only us three.
Okay.
And
all right.
It's like
so
Ven has a few, but Ven's right. as X would put it, rip in peace right now. So
right. Of course. Are we going to? Well, I guess we should just say right now. What do you think people should buy? Just like on his budget.
You should buy two Golly so you can make
all
right.
Golly. Here's the thing. The discussion's about to happen. You guys have been teasing it a lot.
Yes.
I'm going to tell you what you should buy.
Mm. Okay.
You should buy Tahu. You should buy Inua. You should definitely buy Kopaka. You should buy Umarak. Mm. Oh, God. The nerves are setting in. My heart's pounding.
Oh, what next?
And finally, to wrap up the you should buy list,
you should buy each year.
Well, yeah, you should get the creatures, too. For your respective toe, I think you should get the creatures.
Oh, that's a lot of money.
It is, but I think you should also buy...
Kylo Ren!
If you're... You, shut up. I still hate that set.
Let him get to it!
If you really want a small Toa, I think you should also buy Pohatu.
That's a big garbage, huh?
And that last
Night Shyamalan
actually okay, like I said he was.
What a twist!
So,
no one saw that one coming.
Martyr and master of plot twists.
I remember yesterday,
M. Night Shyamalan.
I was talking to you, and I was like, hey, Var, can you help me out with something? And you guys will see that later on. But this revelation officially came to light yesterday. What happened, man? What happened?
Well, I think there are a multitude of reasons why I have this opinion now.
Mm-hmm.
One,
you and I
didn't
are
buy
both
the set.
Follow,
I got them for free. So that's mm-hmm. one thing that might have made me forgive him more, because I didn't spend any money on
them. Say what?
Mm-hmm. Second, I built him. And, like, he's just... He's kind of cool. He's just like I like his build.
Me too.
Poor
I think he's
guy.
Got. I think he's got the best build of the 2015 or 2016 smaller sets. I think he's kind of his build's similar to Golly, without the flaws and better articulation. So he beats Golly, and he doesn't have stupid proportions like Liwa. So he beats Liwa. And it's like the only thing wrong with him that still offends me, that I still hate, that I still can't stand, is his color scheme. But there's this thing that's happened. Like, all my complaints for Pohatu, it's just like Tahu. I had a bunch of complaints for Tahu. The complaints are still there. All the things that I didn't like are still there. I still think his weapon's incredibly stupid. I still think his color schemes are... His color scheme is incredibly stupid. But I don't really care... When I get the set in hand and I see everything else the set has to offer, I think Poatu's got a really good build, just like I thought Tahu had a really good build, a really good presence, a really good stature, and silhouette. It's just the exact same frame of reference for Tahu. It's just like, this set is actually decent. If you can, like, get over the weird oddities, it's pretty good. So I've kind of determined that, at the end of the day, color schemes don't really matter too much to me. Because every set I've gotten so far that I'm like, oh, this color scheme is awful, I'm gonna hate it when I get it, I typically don't care about the color scheme when I actually have the set in hand. And like for Tahu, like I was really upset about all the texturing and the different armor types and all that kind of thing that kind of visually clashed. I got the set, and I don't care about it. It's like the overall build, the overall set itself is what really matters. The build itself and how the set like looks, proportion-wise, that kind of thing, that matters more to me with the set in hand. And because of that, I actually think Poatu is a pretty good set.
For once, I find myself agreeing with you completely on both Tahu and Poatu. We kind of went through a similar path, because I was right there with you with Tahu, and then I turned around on him, too. Except the only difference between you and I is I like the dark tan.
Yeah, okay, no, I still hate dark tan. I would absolutely, yeah, I would love this set so much better if he had a different color scheme.
Yeah.
Like, Poatu could easily be my favorite set if his color scheme was just, like, the same as the 2015 set. Because I really
like
do like his build.
Better.
I really
How
do like
do
his
like
build.
It better? It's not good.
Yeah, I don't like it better. I really do like Poatu, but I can't. I still absolutely hate the dark tan. I wish they did not have that color.
Would you, if you took apart, could you do the thing where you like you take apart all the armor that Poatu has and just replace it with CCBS pieces of a different color and see if that makes you
like
that set?
I mean,
like,
you could, but like I think the part of the reason why the set is so good is because the torso piece really works with him, and that torso piece is only in dark tan.
That's true.
So like if that torso piece existed in burnt orange.
A burnt orange was.
Now you could do the thing, because it was a revelation that you couldn't actually like fit the way the sets are built with the piece of unification coming around the back. You can't actually put old torso armor plates onto the new torso because it clashes with the piece of unification. You can use that gray lift arm with the ball joint in the middle. Yeah, you can put that on the torso, and then you can fit other armor on there. So if you really wanted to, you could theoretically give him Poatu 2015's torso. Well, but I don't think that would look as good.
Yeah, I just want to see what it would look like with better color. That's what
I'll do it at some point.
I do like how Poatu looks outside. I mean, his weapon's kind of but I do like how he looks outside of the color. And the color is what really kills it for me.
I will take a picture and then put it in the video.
I already have
dark tan replaced.
You know what? I didn't have any tan like before last year. I have like so much tan now because I got Grievous. I think I got Grievous and there's a ton of tan pieces. And I have Rey and
Grievous
there's a ton
and
of
Rey.
There's a ton of tan pieces of Rey.
Different kinds of tan.
Sure,
Rey has regular tan.
Okay, wait.
Yeah, Rey has regular tan on her like her arms and legs.
She has dark tan.
No. Rey does not have dark tan.
Yeah,
Rey has
okay,
Grievous
see,
tan.
Yeah, okay. Because Grievous tan and Rey tan is different from the dark tan Poatu uses.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no, but we've already admitted no one likes dark tan, so that's not a problem.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well,
I like dark tan.
I like dark tan, man.
Yeah, go, yo. How's it going?
Well, I mean,
dark tan fan club.
Are we talking about, like, on Bionicle set or on people? Because,
Bionicle
as a color.
On people.
Bionicle
of
people, too.
Never mind. The joke was lost.
That was a stupid joke.
That was lame.
But yeah, no, she's like, I saw pictures of Poatu, and like, pictures just don't do him justice. He just looks so much better in person. Like, his shoulders, for example, I thought looked incredibly stupid.
We laughed at the shoulders. We laughed at him a lot, but they work really well.
But then I got the set, and I'm like, you know what? These shoulders are actually really good. They've got a great range of motion. They actually managed to retain the armor look. Regardless of what position you're in, the shoulder armor actually moves with the arms, which was a big deal with the 2015 sets where you kind of had like the static shoulder armor that didn't really make any sense because like Tahu, for example, his arms would move and like he's just kind of got this floating armor there.
Yeah, you have to reposition out of the
way. You have to reposition it. Here, Poatu's armor just follows his arm and it looks good. It doesn't like it. Yeah, it works.
Yeah,
I really like the set. Also, his mask is just the best mask out of this wave. I love the new Kakama. Oh my god!
We'll agree. That new mask does look really good.
It is beautiful. Whoever designed this mask, I want to like follow on Tumblr and Twitter and just repost all their art all the time because I love this mask.
Is that how you show appreciation for people?
Yeah, I mean it was designed by an artist, so yeah, I'll show my appreciation by reblogging and following his art.
I wish we could have set designers on for TTV and like have them talk about what the choices they went through.
Totally, all we'd get is, you see, the upper piece on the right side is actually a reference to the upper piece of the Poatu set from 2002 because it goes up, just like that one does.
I mean, we technically kind of could get some set designers on.
I mean, what we did with, like, the second wave of 2015, I think a lot of designers didn't really, like, want to be on.
Wow.
Because we weren't really nice.
Yeah, well,
to
I mean, so I'm about to not be nice now. So I got a little bit in, got into a little bit of trouble on the boards for this opinion, and it's a strong opinion.
Okay, Bart, which I agree
like
with.
You like Pohatu? That's cool. Pohatu's neat. Qatar is possibly the worst set I've ever owned.
Qatar, I own the set now, and my opinion of that set has not changed. She is still absolutely garbage.
Yeah,
I
still
got
triple
that
threat. Qatar is getting wrecked. I completely agree. So
you got the stat set free as well, along with Pohatu, but you agree that set is trash.
That set's awful. I would not waste my money on that set. I can't even say, like, oh, well, you got to get the set for the Unity mode, because the Unity mode is absolute stupidity.
Yeah, it is.
It looks so dumb.
So I got in trouble in the forge because I guess I went a little bit.
You
get
in trouble. People didn't like you.
So I got I did a thing where I made a comment that obviously wasn't serious, but it offended some people. So I said that if you liked Qatar in my initial overview, that you needed to get new friends that loved you more. Or you needed to seek some help.
Well, no freaking wonder you got in trouble.
Yeah.
You jerk.
See,
I didn't know that.
You told me.
The way you said it was like, oh, I didn't like Qatar. And people were like, oh, I can't believe you said that. How could you be so cool?
Yeah, that's what you... LJ literally got into the call and he was like, man, I told people that I didn't like Qatar and now they're getting really mad at me.
I thought
like, that's not exactly at all what you told me.
I thought I had mentioned that.
No, you're a jerk. You deserve to be have people mad at
it's
you.
It's like, all right, well, you know, if you didn't like The Force Awakens, your parents hate you, and you should also go jump off a cliff.
Yeah. That's
people didn't like it that I said The Force Awakens is a good movie.
Like,
come on.
I apologized. I did. I made up for it. But
how'd you make up for it?
What? By
giving people free master.
No, by apologizing.
Resisting urge to make snarky remark.
Thanks, buddy.
Resisting.
Thanks.
You can do it,
doing that. So, but it's like
you can really make it up to people by posting your review. Then they wouldn't have to find your opinions on obscure message board posts.
So anyway.
Okay.
But this set, Qatar, is awful. It's not good in any meaningful way. Like, Meso and I, we had a conversation about it, and it's an okay parts pack, I guess.
Okay,
but
only if you like certain colors.
Yeah, exactly. The post ability is awful, the function's awful, the tail is awful, the build is awful, it's shoddy, it's quite loose, and it moves a lot. So Qatar will kind of bounce around on Pohatu's back. The blade pieces, the arms, horrible. The blade pieces are an ugly color. Just absolutely horrible. And the Unity is simply trash.
I can't wait to get them.
I think this set would look good if you just completely got rid of that stupid function.
Yeah, like, the sword arms.
Get rid of the sword arms entirely. Don't even give them a function at this point, because it's just stupid.
I think they just tried really hard, but like in the end,
that's what kills the set for me. It's just like it just looks silly. If you just got rid of the arms, got rid of the gears, and just put that tail back on, then I think it would be an okay set. If it was just a scorpion, that would be fine with me. But
I still think he's better than literally every Glatorian set ever released.
You are a crazy,
person.
Is he better than like the Avatorn?
No. I would absolutely say so because you can at least build him.
Right.
I'm gonna be honest.
My thing with that is people are gonna give me flack for this, but I will say in defense of Solek and the Avmatoran, who I famously said I hated, at least they could pose them and have them look good. I tried to get Qatar into a pose where he looked cool. I could not do it. But like Varys said, at least he has complexity and four times more pieces and a gear function. So
yeah, I mean, like
it's a bit of a toss up.
The
Avatar
is like they're glorified Happy Meal toys. I expected this to come in a little bag with a small cheeseburger and two chicken nuggets. Thanks,
that's
Michelle Obama.
That's the best part about the set.
And two chicken nuggets. Do you usually get a cheeseburger and two chicken nuggets with your order?
Well, I mean, Michelle Obama has shrunken down these Happy Meals, man. I got a Happy Meal. The burger was literally about the size of my palm. It was the smallest, most pitiful thing I'd ever seen.
Does she own McDonald's?
No, she put his whole campaign to like slim down, and so and McDonald's and Burger King were like,
"How about
you stop that?" Anyway,
then people would just buy really more weird. McDonald's.
My thing wasn't
for the second price.
No, yeah, I'll argue Kentar's better than an Amatoran. Even if I feel like I could pose them better, Katar does have that build factor.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Katar's easily better.
It's
but,
like, Katar's better, awful. But I find myself sitting here going, I don't hate the Amatoran this much. As I know
well,
a lot
cause
of
G2
right,
has this
because Katar offends you. His stupidity
G2 has a standard that they've so far upheld, mostly.
Right.
There's a couple sets that have come pretty close to being, like, trash, like Skull Scorpio, but even they had demon qualities to them. Ketar is the first, I think we can all kind of agree on this,
yeah.
The first complete failure of
yes,
G2.
Absolutely.
Where there's pretty much nothing.
But
even his parts, LJ and I discussed this at length, he has a grand total of one exclusive piece to him that you cannot get elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Just one, the dark tan Vorox armor, and his head, I guess, the two, but that's the
yeah,
shared head mold, but the recolor is exclusive, so
I don't have Ketar or Skull Scorpio yet, but just by looking at them, I'd rather have Ketar.
I hope you are happy with him, for your sake.
I wouldn't.
I hope.
No, you would not.
That you are like
you sure, you're sure about that?
I mean, Ketar's function literally, like, swings around. It's floppy and awful, and just really
yeah, and I can see that, but it looks better than Skull Scorpio to me.
No,
I hope you are happy.
Personal preference.
Legs actually poseable.
I'm glad
a
someone
tail
can enjoy
that doesn't
the set,
look like complete and utter tosh from a junkyard.
I don't think I can agree with you there. I think Kentar's tail looks pretty bad.
I gotta say, I'm glad we have one hipster here that represents the comments. But
Mr. Kuma need to get new friends,
Yeah.
Can I ask something about this?
Well, I mean, Takuma needs new friends because he has none here, so...
What?
Hey, I'm Takuma's friend!
No.
What's up, X? What do you need to know?
I said the friends I do have go without saying, and Viper was able to figure it out.
Well, she said it, though!
Aww.
Me and Takuma are bird buddies.
Me saying.
I'm glad that you have a friend, and I'm glad that Viper is your friend. I'm glad that you also have a friend, Viper, and I'm glad that Takuma is your friend.
We
X, what do you want?
We can start hipster
that
regime.
What's the deal
let
with
X ask
gun.
This question, please.
What's the deal with Kopaka's gun?
Kay.
What do you mean? It's
what do you mean?
It's weird. It
it's
doesn't. It looks unfinished.
It looks what?
It looks unfinished. It just looks like they have the shooter, and then they just have like a thingy on the side.
The thingy on the side,
right.
The shield.
Oh, okay. So
yeah.
That's a thing.
That's like
Kopaka.
What is it called? Not a buckler.
Kopaka. No, I think a buckler would actually be a proper term for
no,
it.
No. There's something
else. It just
else
reminds me
that.
Of the Hero Factory villain weapons
like,
that just all looked slapped
like maybe a
on.
Tiny dinner plate? I don't know.
I don't think. I think Kopaka's gun's pretty
so,
cool.
So, we're obviously running a little long right now, but I just want to say regarding Kopaka, at least, and this is my piece. I don't like Kopaka's little half shield thing. I feel like it doesn't really look like a shield. I'm sure it would function like one. I don't like it. I like the blaster. I just wish they had done something different with the shield and tried to incorporate the a blaster in a different way. And finally, I hate stickers, guys. Var, this
stickers
is something
are
you and I
abomination.
I love stickers.
Yeah, you and I.
You
don't
know,
see
you
eye
know
eye
why
yet.
I love stickers.
Thanks,
you know why I love stickers?
Why?
Because if we had stickers in the chest plate, I could make Poatu look better.
See, I'm pretty sure you could.
Nice,
but I hate the fact that see, I'm good at stickers, but I don't like having to put them on. I don't like dealing with stickers.
Yeah, but they also ruin the parts.
Yeah, they also well.
They make them unusable. You have to you have to adhere to those color schemes to have that part in your mock. Because if the chest plate had stickers, I could take Golly's chest and put it on Pawtu.
Yeah.
But I can't because they're printed.
Yeah,
I
the sticker
that.
Has the
I would
color
have to,
scheme.
I would have
on
to
it.
Damage the piece to do that. And I don't want to do that.
I am much happier with prints because that is another.
Because you're lazy. That's all. That's
no,
it.
No, listen.
No,
I
sticker
can,
the sticker can get ugly and worn.
You
and
shouldn't
bro.
Have to do something to, like, complete the way the part is. That shouldn't be
like build
on
it?
You. No, it's not. Building it is putting the parts together. I'm telling you about the
you're
part
putting,
is
still,
not
you're
complete.
You're putting the sticker on the part.
The sticker is not a Lego piece. It doesn't count.
Yeah.
I mean,
stickers
it is
building?
In the
no?
It's in the box, is it not?
The sticker
it is included as a separate piece in the part counter.
Yeah, it's included in the parts count.
Thing, though, it's one thing for the sticker to be there. Like I said, I can do it. Me doing it isn't the issue. I don't like doing it. The other
yeah,
because
you're lazy.
Nobody knew.
It's a convenience thing.
No, for me, it's not just convenience. It is convenience. I get, like, I do stickers, like, perfectly fine. I have for years. Still get anxiety every time I do it.
Yes.
I'm like,
okay,
oh, my God.
It,
I'm really like, if I mess this up, I have to go buy a new set.
Yeah, and the pressure is on me even worse.
Because right.
I then have to review the set, and if I get it wrong or mess it up, I won't hear the end of it.
And stickers right,
it
can peel
be.
And get dirty over time.
Exactly. Washing
it shouldn't be on you to do that.
It's horrible.
Yeah. It shouldn't be on you to make sure that the printing is correct on those pieces. That should come already.
Yeah, it's truly the eternal trade-off. This has always been a subject of debate, and it's like two different kinds of LEGO fans. It's people that like customizability versus people that like actual...
I don't
good
think they should make
set design.
Stickers as excuses for not having detailing on the armor. Just
yeah,
put
it's
up.
Not bad. It's not bad. It's that, like, sometimes when you have printing, it has another color on it that disrupts, you know, the color scheme, so
I mean,
if you want to swap
printing,
it out, you can't do
printing
that.
Ruins the piece.
Yeah.
I mean, that,
at
that
least
really
for other
depends.
The sticker
that,
ruins the piece.
No, it doesn't. You can
yes, it does.
Take the sticker off.
I'm going to be
you
honest. Like,
that's
in some cases,
oh, that's another
yeah.
layer.
In some cases, stickers.
That's another layer of customization.
In some cases, stickers are fine. For instance, Kopaka 2015 and Onua 2015. Phenomenal use of stickers. Onua 2015
I hated
especially.
Them.
Hated
like,
them.
Wait, why is Onua suddenly different then?
It's because of the torso piece, that specific piece. Like, I'm not...
so big?
It's like, I'm not saying that it's a difference. It's just saying I like that they were used there. That's fine.
But I don't understand that.
Why
is it okay in that?
Yeah, why?
Not here.
I mean...
Like, what? Why couldn't they have just printed that onto that torso piece? Why was it not a complaint then and now it's a complaint?
Like, it was still a complaint then. I'm not saying that it wasn't a complaint. I'm
but you're saying you like it, though.
I'm saying I didn't mind it as much because of that specific piece and its application. I haven't gotten to the point I was trying to make with Kopaka and his specific stickers. The reason mm-hmm. it bugs me more is because it blindsided me. I didn't know he had stickers on those specific pieces. In fact, nobody knew until the first review came out. And it was like, oh, he's got stickers. And not only that, they're unnecessary stickers. He didn't need to have that detailing. He didn't need to have those specific applied stickers to those specific pieces. They could have been left blank white. It wouldn't have affected anything at all. In fact, I probably would have preferred it left that way.
But, LJ,
but you
that's
have
not true, though, because it's more Metru Blue.
No, I mean,
but
look at every promotion.
If that's the case, then the complaint that the piece is missing detailing without the stickers doesn't hold up, then. Which it wasn't your complaint, that was Kagi's complaint.
Thank you.
But the stickers give you the option of doing that or not. If you think it looks fine without it, then you don't have to put the sticker on it. Like,
but
obviously
I do.
You do because you have to review the set, but
yes.
like
for me,
normal
this
people
right here,
don't.
This is a prime example of why stickers are cool.
I can't
LJ
just
doesn't
not
think
complete
the Metru
set.
Blue. You can because it's LEGO. You can
yeah,
do
you
that
have,
if
I
you
can.
Want to.
You have that option.
And with LJ, this is the perfect example. LJ
I
does not think the stickers are necessary. LJ thinks the shield stickers are superfluous.
Yeah,
I think they are critical.
Again, I prefer prints. I wish they had printed Onua. I wish they had printed Kopaka 2015. But out of the stickers, we knew about them. We knew that they would be applied that way. And I am happier with them because I saw it coming. I built up to that. With Kopaka, it was a slap to the face and a sticker in the palm of my hand. It was like,
you saw Onua coming? Because as far as I know, we didn't realize that chest wasn't printed until we were at New York Comic Con with the sets in hand.
Yeah.
You know, to that degree, let me ask a question to Meso, because I'm unaware. Meso, that piece originally debuted with the Chima sets, am I not...
It originally debuted with the Hulk Ultra Build, who did not have printing. But yes, it did in fact follow up, and it was on Chigorzon for the first wave of Chima Ultra Builds, and it was a sticker there as
on
well.
On Stormer XL.
Okay.
And Stormer XL. So, for
that
people that were fans
that
of HF...
Ever been printed?
No. For people who were fans of HF and other CCBS lines, they had that insight. However, LJ never bought either of those sets.
Yeah, so but the Hero Chess plate...
Me and Meso did Fist
Yo, how's going?
Also debuted without any printing or stickers.
I mean...
It's a thing.
I don't know how they do their printing, so I don't know the process, but I think that would be a harder piece to do, because, at least from what I can tell, printing is done on the highest pieces. Like, if a piece is... like ridges... So it's like mm-hmm. like your keyboard. They can print all the words and the letters and the numbers on the keyboard, but they have to personally detail anything in between the keys. Does that make sense?
No. Mm-hmm. The reason why it'd be really expensive to print on that piece is because it needed to be printed on two separate places.
Like they can still do that. They do that with the Uniter torso, the new one.
Yeah, that you can easily do that.
Okay, yeah.
They don't have anything in the middle separating.
Well,
the big one
does. They do because the abdomen and
they're
then the
slightly
chest,
arced.
They are the highest points of that piece, and then everything between is lower. Like, I don't know how they do printing, but that's just in my head.
I think it's a silly complaint. I think options are better. But that's where I'm going to end this on. I think we should go ahead and wrap this
they
show
print
up.
On minifigure legs.
It's the eternal conflict. Nobody's ever going to agree. It's like between set people that like the sets and people that are like mockists and like customized billets. Yeah,
I don't get it. If it stresses you out that much, you don't have to put the sticker on the set. So I don't understand.
Yes, I do.
Yeah. No, you don't.
Yes,
I'm just
going to
buy Kopaska,
man.
No. I'll agree on this, that whenever I see stickers, I just don't use them. I'm like, all right, nope, not doing this.
Yeah,
at that point,
do it.
I agree. You do not have to. They are optional, which is why they're great. That just doesn't apply to me because I'm reviewing them. So,
are you
extra miles? I literally make this.
Okay. On that note,
man,
I'm
trying
to
do this episode.
You're a good person, LJ. I'm just having fun at your expense.
It's like, dang, Var even gave me the clear, and it's like it was happy, good, fun.
Well, Var gave me the clear because he was like, I don't want people to blame me when I don't need my stuff.
Yeah, to be fair, that was completely a selfish reason.
Yeah,
you're the clear.
I mean, sure it was, but it was nice. But no, didn't matter.
If you had made those videos, you had all the product showcases done, would you be blasting LJ too?
Oh, well, absolutely, but only because I had actually gotten all the product showcases, which require way more editing and way more time. Done before LJ did.
You've been working on him solid for like a straight week and a half, into my knowledge. Well, I don't say that on air.
Wait, what? But
no.
I was about to be like, LJ's gotten this many done, but like, I'm not going to say that. So. Yeah,
anyway.
Let's go ahead and end this. So, thank you very much for listening to this episode of the TTV Podcast. We didn't even get to all the stuff we were going to talk about. We were going to talk about Bionicle.com. That got updated. You should go check that out. Cool story details. We'll talk about that maybe next week. And once again, the wait for Journey to One continues on. Hope we get a trailer one of these days. That'd be real nice to talk about. Yeah, Netflix hype. But until then, stay tuned to TTV for the latest Bionicle news as it happens. Toy fairs are coming. That'll be cool. Check us out on Vessel at vessel.com/TTV channel for 1 week early access to all of our content, as well as episode 179 should be up on Vessel later today if you're watching this on YouTube. So you should check that out as well. And be sure to check us out at Audible, audibletrial.com/TTV, to get a free audiobook of your choosing. Maybe brick by brick, maybe not, your call. And shirts will be up one day in the future.
Yep.
So until then, thank you for watching. I'm Messina.
I'm Bardaran.
I'm LJ.
I'm Kahi.
I'm Viper.
I'm Takuma Nuva.
I'm EXXtra.
We will see you all next week. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Goodbye.